considering the report from the president in the process of removing Advocate Jiba and Advocate Mukwebe. The president suspended them, and there was a commission of inquiry that concluded its work, and the report was sent to the president, and after giving them a right to make further representation, decided to terminate their employment. So as parliament, we are called upon to consider whether we agree or we disagree. We did receive a legal opinion from parliament on the matters. We referred to the legal services for advice. Firstly, whether we can consider this matter as the two committees, both from the NA and NCOP, we do have that advice that we can, but we must observe the rules governing both the NA and NCOP in terms of quorum and other things. But when we vote, we must vote separately. And secondly, there were questions that we wanted to be advised on, and the advice was given by the legal services. So today is the first meeting to consider the matter, to consider the legal opinion, and to agree on how we are going to be processing this matter. Honorable Janji.
Thank you, Chair. You have actually helped me on what I wanted to raise, because you've been very consistent on it. It's the second point on the agenda, which reads deliberations on whether to restore or not. I think I want to amend that properly, because we're not here, we're here to consider the report on Nom Zotobo, Jiba and Mukwebe. Restoration will be a subsequent issue out of that consideration. Otherwise, the way it's put, it's confining us into a particular corridor. And I do want to raise that as an amendment, because this has to be linked with and be consistent with what we're going to do. I thought I must raise that.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Janji. I think that is in order. We are generally at the beginning of the process. Firstly, we must agree on the process we are going to follow after having received the legal opinion from Parliament. I think today we are going to be dealing with that particular process. Once we are clear about the process, as all the parties here, then we will proceed. Now, since we agree on the phrasing of the agenda, is there a mover for the adoption of the agenda? Bamutet. Seconder. Honorable Swart, thank you. Can I hear the views of parties as to how we need to proceed? Honorable Sir?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think that in the first instance, it's very important that we should decide whether the two advocates should have the opportunity to make submissions. And we think that they should, in a written form, not orally, and within a reasonable period of time. That is because Parliament has a distinctive function to perform, as Honourable Janki just referred to. It is not only a question of looking at the report, it's also considering whether or not they should be restored. That's our function and not the president's function. And secondly, because during Kandler judgment, the Chief Justice was very scathing about Parliament's inability or failure to exercise its responsibilities. And the relevant paragraph there is 87. And he says as follows, these sections impose responsibilities so important that the National Assembly would be failing in its duty were it to blindly or unquestioningly implement every important report that comes its way from any institution. And under the circumstances, it's our job, I think, to properly interrogate, which might involve having submissions from the two advocates concerned. And even if it was technically unnecessary to do so, the two people concerned have proved in the past to be very litigious. And even if it's a question of dotting...
Sorry, General.
I think it's important that I read, but I think we are already on item 2 of the agenda. And I thought the agenda is clear that 9:05 we're getting a briefing first. Then this kind of a debate comes after that briefing that we would have received. So I would request Honorable Sir to keep that matter so that we get that briefing. Unless you say we're no longer getting the briefing, then we're in the debate. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry, Chair. I just was reacting to your request, which was that the parties express themselves on the process that should be followed. In your hat.
No, I think the mistake is on my side. Honorable self. In terms of the agenda as agreed, I think you must pack your point. You're making a substantive point. I think we will come back to it. I think it's a briefing by the parliamentary legal advisors. We must get that briefing, and then thereafter, I think it's my mistake, it's not your mistake, Honorable Self, then we will come to you'll be the first to speak. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, sir. Parliamentary legal advisors?
On a point of order, Chair. Yes, my hand was up on the issue of the process. Not sure if maybe you might have missed it. Should I proceed? I wanted to find out, would it not be wise for us to get maybe from Hansard records of how similar cases were dealt with in the past? Perhaps that could assist this meeting as to how to proceed going forward, because I think there's cases of Pingoli and maybe Simelane that might assist this process.
Sure. We did, in our first meeting, unfortunately, you were not in attendance. We did consider those. And that is why we asked the parliamentary legal people to compile an opinion for us. Because if you look at the Pingoli matter, it did not recommend removal. And the difference with this one, the Mokgoro report recommends removal. But in our first meeting that we had, we asked them just to come to the joint committee to brief us on the process, and then so that we can move forward. Can we have the parliamentary legal services?
Thank you very much, Chair. I will be very brief, Chair, because the question that was raised with us was a very straightforward question. The question that was raised was whether the two committees can sit together in considering this matter. We have looked at the rules and we have looked at the Constitution, we could not find any legal.
Too early? Too early?
Yeah, yeah. They are basically the same sort of thing. You got a pin.
Can I borrow this one?
What's that?
Okay, let me do this. Just let me tell you who's
all right.
Yeah.
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 this guy was.
Can we proceed? Can we proceed? Honorable Janji? Honorable Janji? Honorable Mohammed?
Thank you very much, Chair Person. Can we propose to the committee, joint committee, that firstly that we have studied the legal opinions. We have heard the deliberation so far. And I want to propose that one, that we agree to the procedure and the process now. That would entail the proposal that came from the Honourable Member on the other side of the House, and that we do give the two advocates of the Outer Partem rule, giving them a written request, if they so wish, to make submissions to the committee. That is to two different committees, this committee and the NCOP committee. Then, in terms of the issue at hand, with regard to deliberations, we would have no problem that we rather, for interest of substance as well as process. The process is as important as the substantial issues. So based on that principle that we do deliberate, once we receive the respective submissions, which will be the same to both of us, then we deliberate on our own as committees. In that way, we would be very clear on it. Of course, members on their own rationality doesn't break. This is Parliament. People talk to each other. There's nothing wrong with that. Courts have expressed to that too. But the procedures need to be tightened. So we propose that we proceed in that way, Chairperson, on those two principles. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Mohammed. There is a view that we proceed to deal with this matter separately. And I think the view is informed by the fact that our country is full of litigious people. We don't want a situation where our decision is going to be challenged just on issues of procedure. That we err on the side of caution. That for today we will agree that we give them time to make further representation, which are written. We agree on the time that we would give, the length of time that we'll give them, and then. But when we come back, then we will consider the matter as separate committees. We are just trying to err on the side of caution. Honorable.
No, thanks, Chair. I should also think that in addition to that, when we communicate to them, we should close any opportunity of them introducing new things. Therefore, they should be confined to the recommendations of the Mukhoro Commission as submitted to the President and as well as the decision of the President, so that they don't introduce new things that are not within that. Because I should think that our work is cut and dry in terms of focusing on the recommendations and the action of the President. So we are not at liberty to consider any new evidence that might be introduced. So I think we should also make that a watertight, and also to formally make a proposal that, given that we don't have enough time, and you already indicated that there should be a time limit, we allow them
10 days to make those submissions. And if after 10 days we haven't received anything, we would then take it that they don't want to make any submission. Then we will be focusing on what is in front of us. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Self, Honorable Mulaudzi, Honorable Zangona.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think that is a sensible procedure, and I would agree with it. On the subject of how we phrase the invitation to the two advocates to make representations, I assume that we mean 10 working days, not 10 days. Secondly, I think it's quite important to phrase the invitation in terms of section 12.6d, because that's Parliament's responsibility. Parliament has to decide whether or not they should be restored to them. In other words, the President has a different... He's decided that they should be removed. We have to decide whether or not they should be restored. And so if we phrase the letter or the invitation in such a way as to say that they must confine themselves to the reasons why they should be restored in terms of 12.6d, then I think we've covered that particular angle.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Mulaudzi.
Thanks, Chairperson. Yeah, Honorable Self covered me that the invitation must be straightforward by saying that we are only here to entertain the recommendation of the President for them to be removed. So for us here to determine whether indeed they must be removed or they must not be removed. So it means their presentation must be guided to tell us as Parliament that we are giving them opportunity to give us the reason why must not be removed, why must not we agree with the President. On that short notice, we will check, like the President himself, before he took that recommendation from Muhoro Commission, he also write them a letter to make presentation so that he can make appropriate decision in terms of the law of natural justice out of the Antrim Patem rule. So we are also practicing the same, that we have the recommendation by the President that you are removed from the office or you'll be removed from the office. Then as Parliament, we must play our part in terms of the Constitution. Then we are again extending the hand of natural justice. Tell us the reason why must we deviate from the President's wish of you being removed. Then out of that we'll check. But I was having another view, Chairperson. How about if on the day we entertain their representation, that's my suggestion, they be invited for clarity-seeking questions out of what they will be asking the Parliament to do. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable Zangola.
Thank you, Chair. It's Zangola. Yeah. I wanted to find out the SCA decision, is it going to be ignored by this process? That is the first question. The second question is on the issue relating to the President. Are we going to consider his recommendation, whether it was correct in terms of procedure or what? Because it is my understanding that these two advocates are already fired. Therefore, we are not dealing with the recommendation that the President will do something. We are looking at a case whether the President has already done something. Now, what the president has done, is it a correct procedure? Hence, earlier on I asked the case about Pikoli, because with Pikoli, there was parliament which sat and took a decision. Only then the president acted. But now we're dealing with another case whereby the president has already acted. So that is the two questions from my side.
Can I suggest that you raise those issues when we are deliberating? Because those are substantive issues, I think they will be much more relevant when we are now deliberating.
Even though you might not have ruled, however, the suggestion was their inputs must be limited to what the president has said, including the report from the commission. Now, hence my first question was, the Supreme Court of Appeal, their determination, is it going to be ignored in terms of, because the input from the honourable member was they must be limited to only those two things in terms of their input. They must not bring about new things. So hence, I wanted to find out
I rise on the point of order because we are not deliberating. And you were right to say, let us not deliberate. We're dealing here with a specific matter that was submitted before Parliament about the decision of the President in respect of the two advocates. And I think you have correctly set out the process, which I think everybody agrees to it. Let us move on those particular lines and avoid deliberating. Because if that is the case, we are all going to engage, ask a lot of questions, and, you know, engage in a matter prematurely. On those basis, I call this meeting to order. Thanks.
Honorable Dodov, my understanding is that his issue is how we phrase the correspondence to them. What scope should it cover? I think that is where his problem is. Whether they should be allowed to raise new matters or not to raise, or confine themselves to the recommendation. I think if I'm getting him correctly, I think that is what you are raising.
That's correct, Chair.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, Chair, I'm not in the business of generating a stay-in a meeting when you should not. I just want to raise two things. One, we must find a way, because there are gaps here. You know, today we're dealing with these two items. We've dealt with many other items previously, with a comprehensive legal opinion on the issue of removal and restoration. Now, I think Member Zungula would have missed that, and I think it's proper that we're consistent. We're not flip-flopping back and front, otherwise we're not going to have a tight process. So I'd want to raise that the matters he's raising have been attended to. Here, Chair, I think, for me, the point I would want to raise, I want to support, so that we firm up, that we're saying we're going to be asking the two people for a written response, and we're giving them 10 days timeline. I want to caution anything, because once you start saying, they must then come to clarify certain things, you're a bit presumptuous. We have not even received anything. They might not even send anything to us. And you're already deciding they must come when they've not even sent anything. And that approach would not be a correct approach. If, in fact, we might not even say it in the letter that they must not raise new issues, we have gone through this process. We have got the document. We will pick up any new issue ourselves. So I think the phrasing, Honourable Self did help me, because the issue here,
Because remember, the removal is not a, as per the legal opinion, is not our job as parliament. That's the president who does removal. We're not there. Ours is to consider that in relation to a potential restoration. Because that on its own is also not even automatic. So the phrasing of Honorable Self about them giving us reasons why they think they should be restored, for me, is really helpful and tight without wanting to be all over the place. So I really want to raise that.
Thank you, Chairperson. It could be that when the decision or the consideration was done, the Supreme Court had not ruled on the matter. Now, it is something that we need to consider as a committee.
Honorable Zambola, there are many decisions that have been taken by the Supreme Court. Can you refer us to a specific case and a specific principle?
My colleague, that's the GCB matter relating to fit and proper, and it is dealt with extensively in the representations. So I think his concerns are covered to a large degree. It is in the documentation, and it is in the representations made by the advocates to the president as well. And that relates to the concept of fit and proper. So it's definitely already covered. So I just want to delay my colleague, and I'll also provide him with the legal opinion which was provided to us at the last meeting, which will also help him. It's not easy for us from the smaller parties to get to all the meetings, so we will also work together on that. If that helps my colleague. Thank you, Chair.
I think that takes care of you, Honorable Wood.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I think let's sum it up in this way, that we are giving them 10 working days to make representations on why they should be restored by Parliament. And they will make representation to the NA and to the NCOP separately. The NA and the NCOP will meet separately to consider all the documentation, including their representations. Lastly, I want to make sure that all the members have all the documents. And then I will ask the committee secretary specifically to name all the documents, and you must confirm whether you have all those documents, because we must have applied ourselves to all the documents before us. So I want the committee secretary to read out the documents that we should have as the members in considering this matter. And the only document that is going to be outstanding, it will be their further representation on whether they should be restored. That one will depend entirely from them, whether they do want to make their representations or not. Mr. Bonani? The point of
Sorry, Chair, just before the committee secretary goes on, can you go slow so that I can have my eyes on the interpreter and then have a look at my documents, because I can't look at both at the same time. So just go slow if you don't mind. Thank you, Chair.
My apologies, Honorable Nivold Strachan. One, we agree that we are giving Advocate Mukwebe and Advocate Jiba 10 working days to make representations as to why they should be restored. Those representations would be sent to the Portfolio Committee and to the Select Committee respectively. The Select Committee and the Portfolio Committee will consider the matter separately. Lastly, we want all the members to have the documents that are important for this particular case, and we will ask the committee secretary to list all those documents, and you must indicate whether you have all of them, because they are all important for the purpose of this meeting. Are we together? Bonani?
Could we specify 10 working days then? 10 working days?
Yes, so it says 10 working days. So which means after recess, the first item we will deal with is this matter.
Thank you, Chair. The documents I follow, the first one is the decision to remove Advocate Nomsi Govu-Jiva and Advocate...
Can you speak to your mic?
The decision to remove Advocate Nomsi Govu-Jiva and Advocate Lawrence Tembiso Mkhwebi from their position in the NPA, which includes the reasons thereof, and then in brackets is two separate letters to both Advocate Jiva and Advocate Mkhwebi, dated 25 April 2019. The second one would be the unabridged version of the report of the panel. Number three would be the abridged version of the report of the panel. In brackets, it says the abridged version was, as described by the panel, compiled to make a more easily consumable version. Then the last one would be the submissions made by both advocates in response to the report. Advocate Jiva had annexures to her submissions. In brackets, please refer to annexure A attached. Maybe just to say that from the NA side, we have vetted those documents out and we also sent them by email.
Thank you very much, Honorable Horn.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. The bundle the NA has received, we only have the letter of the President to Advocate Jiba. The letter to Advocate Mkhwebi is not included. So if that can just be sorted out, thank you.
We are going to have a challenge of managing too many meetings. So let's have one meeting. Can I suggest, honorable members, that by Tuesday all documentations should be sent to members? All documentation, can we have new files that will have all the documentations? And if you have a documentation that is missing, please contact the committee secretariat. Yes, then we need to have a checklist of all the documentation. The secretariat must attach that to the file that will be given to all the members. Honorable Chanje, Honorable Swart.
Just to firm up your thing, Chair, in terms of the documentation, so that we add that even all tenants, but some of them don't come to meetings, but I know we received this document when we went to a meeting. So if an alternate is not in a meeting, because it's one thing, Honorable Swart, for someone not to attend a meeting, but when you receive a document, it can't be the same. So all alternate of the committees receive those documents. So they don't have, today it might be Mr. Zungula, tomorrow you can have a Mr. Likota saying, I don't have this document, if he's an alternate. I think that is going to be important.
Thank you, Honorable Janje. Honorable Swart?
Yeah, I just wanted clarity. It's surely not necessary to reprint all the documents. We've already got a full set for those that just need to add to this. I think it's a very voluminous file that we've received, and I'm sure we don't need to reprint everything again. If I understood, let's rather just add to the documents just that one letter that is missing, and we can check through our own documents to see if there's anything missing to save paper and trees.
Yes, please.
Honorable Hisham Mohammed,
no,
and Honorable Nipo Trachan.
No, Chair, but I was repeating what Honorable Swartz said. From where I come from, we've got to be very careful not to waste resources. The index will help, as you directed. It's for the members to indicate which one they don't have and contact the secretariat. If we get the index today, then we can go to what we have. Thank you.
Your Honorable Nivo Tachan.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Mohammed has just covered me. I'd like the checklist for the documentation. Thank you.
Honorable members, Honorable One, can you read it again so that members can check? Honorable Horn has just discovered that he's got one document that is missing. We want to make sure that all the documents members have. Can we read it slowly and members check what they have?
The first one is the decision to remove Advocate Nomto Ojiba and Advocate Lawrence Tembiso Mukwege from their position in the NPA, which includes the reasons therefore. And then it says that two separate letters to Advocate Jiba and Advocate Mukwege, dated 25 April 2019. The second one...
Do we have that? Honorable Han does not have that one.
Chair, I think from the NCOP side, all of our members would have all the relevant documentation. This is an administrative process. Perhaps let each member or the secretary from the NA side engage each and every member to ensure that they have all the documentation. There was a suggestion that perhaps they need to give out a checklist of the documents. So if any member doesn't have a document, they can contact the relevant secretary, committee secretary, and get it.
No, I think, Honorable Members, it might sound tedious. It might sound unnecessary, but let's do it. The second one?
Maybe, before I continue, I've just discovered that the documents that were sent to me from the table staff did not include the letter to Advocate Mukwege, so that's why members don't have it in the packet. And then the second one would be the unabridged version of the report of the panel.
Do we have that one? Date?
Doesn't indicate. It's a big report.
Do we all have the big report? Okay. The third one?
The third one would be the abridged version of the report.
Do we have the abridged version of the report? The other one?
The last one would be the submissions made by both advocates in response to the report.
Do we have the two letters from Advocate Mukwege and Jiba? Correct. So when I make sure that the letter is also circulated.
Can we add to that list that the two legal pieces of legal advice should also be attached to the documentation?
Also attach the two legal advices. So can I suggest, honorable members, that we meet on the 20th of August to start the process, the deliberations. By the 20th, we would have received or not have received further representations from Advocate Jiba and Advocate Mkhwebi. So we will be using this recess period to allow them that time to make further representation. On the 20th, we are starting with the deliberations as the NA. I'm not going to speak about the NCOP. The chair of the NCOP will communicate the date for the NCOP.
Chair, I think in terms of the NCOP, we would meet on the 21st of August.
Honorable members, the agenda for the joint meeting is done now, but I will request NA members to remain for a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.